I saw a meme the other day. I thought it was kind of funny. It was a Crest toothpaste. It said extra whitening or something, or extra white.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, that's my dance moves out there on the dance floor.
Oh, my gosh.
Extra white dancing.
Yeah, I've seen it. It's true.
Okay. My name is Joe. You can follow me, Joe Pesh Radio, on social media. Alex, what's yours? Yo, Alex Raps with a Z.
Yo, Alex Raps with a Z.
And we got Liv the Web Girl in the house. How you doing today?
Woo! I'm good.
You all right?
I'm like getting a workout in today. I'm running all over the place.
I admire your ability. All right, we're going to get to who accidentally went to the bathroom in public. But Alex, you got to drive a little distance from Indy, but you got to do something really cool this weekend. And I think I saw you post it last night on Facebook. But what happened?
It was a big distance because I live on the north side and I had to go all the way to Franklin. So it was like an hour and a half to 2 hours.
Not Franklin.
That is so,
so
dramatic. I go to Franklin all the
time. Yeah, you live already halfway closer than me. I mean, for me, it's like 50 minutes to get down there from up in Fishers. So anyway, I had been invited several months ago by a mom who has a daughter that listens to the show, and she told me that her daughter, who's about to turn 15, named Sophia, is a massive fan of the Joe and Alex show, and that I had to come to her birthday party and surprise her in front of all of her friends. And that's not something normally we do, just because if we did say yes to that, we would be gone every single weekend going to weddings and birthdays, and you know what I mean? Like that.
We are
that's
so
a lot.
Popular. It's hard.
Well, we get asked a lot, you know, which is really flattering that
I've
so many people... I get asked a lot to go to things like that, and usually it's just like, I don't have time to go, you know, go to 50 weddings or whatever, but this one seemed special, and I thought it sounded cool because her mom said that they were doing a Coachella theme.
Woo!
And going all out for this party. So I showed up, and I even brought the Egyptian with me, my boyfriend, so that he could meet her too, and he got video of the whole thing, and you can see that video right now of this reaction on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show and on Facebook, Radio Now 100.9. I posted pictures last night on my personal Instagram of me surprising Sophia, but you have to listen to how this went down, because it's just too precious.
Hey, it's Alex. So I am with V. This is Sophia's mom. Sophia is 15 years old, and it is her birthday. She's having a Coachella-themed birthday, and we're about to walk in and surprise her. She has no idea that I'm coming.
Hey, holy crap, by the way. This thing is getting intense. What is that like?
I'm telling you, this party was amazing. They had a DJ, catered. It was awesome.
She's
going
to die. Okay, so let's walk in and surprise her.
So I'm walking up. I'm about to surprise her.
Hi! Hi, Sophia. I'm Alex.
I know who you are.
Thank
Happy
you
birthday.
Birthday!
Thank you.
This is so beautiful. Hi, guys.
Hi.
This is like the coolest birthday I've ever seen in my life. I'm Alex from the Joe and Alex Show, by the way. I'm Radio Now.
Did they just realize, like, oh my God!
The Joe and Alex Show!
Woo! Oh, that is so cool.
Isn't that cute?
You gotta see the video. Okay.
The pictures are insane. I'm telling you, I've never seen any teenager throw a birthday like this. She is the best mom ever and the coolest mom ever for doing this theme with Coachella. You have to check it out on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show.
That's
Dang.
Amazing.
Okay, so that was good. You know what?
Yeah, I had like a light and fluffy evening, but
can we do good representation of the Joe and Alex show right there? That is what we want in public. Now,
yeah, Liv, not so much.
Liv the Web Girl. I hear beat your pants in public.
Okay, a little. A tinkle.
Okay,
a little.
What did you do?
I went to Indy Scream Park on Friday night, and I am so scared of everything like that. I haven't been to a haunted house since I was in seventh grade, and I knew that I didn't like them and that they just scared me so much, but I forgot just how much, and I'm not kidding. I was like, oh, I'm kind of nervous, but I wasn't expecting too much, and I was expecting to go in there, describe everything I was seeing. The second I walked in, I lost myself. I was losing my mind. I took my boyfriend, Joel Daddy, with me, and I mean,
he didn't protect you?
The entire time I was like, put your arms around me. He had to push me. He literally had to physically push
you
me
through.
Throughout the entire
thing. That's good, though. That means it was scary.
After he left, he was like, my jaw hurts from smiling so much. Like, he had so much fun just watching me lose my mind.
All right. Do you have any audio of this?
Yes, I have an audio. I got audio of the full thing, but here's just like a little, I have a couple clips.
I'm scared.
swear.
That's great.
All right, let's see. This is Live the Web Girl at Indie Screen Park.
You were actually crying?
No, I was actually crying. I have like pictures of my mascara like all over my eyes afterwards. I'll post it at Joe and Alex Show on our Instagram. I'll post the pictures on our story because they are just awful.
Oh my God, no, Paul, I can't do this.
Whoa, 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 what is that?
See, that's fun to me. I
Someone
love haunted houses.
Out.
Liv's laugh slash cry mixed so together
no,
is so hard to hear.
That was a legitimate cry. There was no laughter going on. You can hear Jewel Daddy in the background laughing.
What, vaping?
They actually said no vape before we went in.
Oh, he's like, I'm not going in there. It's hard for me to hear this.
I know.
It's
so
crying.
Awful. And then the last clip, like, I wanted to leave so bad. I was like, I've had enough of this. Like, I want to leave. This is not funny anymore. I want to get out of here. And Jewel Daddy thought that I wasn't being serious. He thought, like, I was, like, kidding.
Yeah.
But I'm like, no, like, I'm not, like, afterwards. I was like, no, I really wanted
get
to leave.
Get the car!
Yeah.
Now! Get it, Jewel Daddy!
I
want to
leave home when it's over. When it's over. I'm closing my eyes. Oh, my God.
They can use you now in commercials because
so
your scream slash cry is so painful.
So basically, you would highly recommend Indie Scream Park if you really want to be scared.
Absolutely.
Just bring diapers next time. All right, way to go, Live the Web Girl.